From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kurdish forces claim victory in the fight against the Islamic State in Syria. The White House is hailing Kurdish forces in northern Syria, who now claim full control of a key border town believed to be an entry point from Turkey for Islamic State fighters. Bolstered by U.S.-led airstrikes, anti-IS militia reportedly raised flags over Tal Abyad Tuesday. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
And I think this is another illustration of the recipe for success that's been documented in other places, including recently into Crete over in Iraq. And it is an indication that when our coalition can back capable, effective local fighters on the ground, that we can make important progress against ISIL.
The UN Refugee Agency said the recent fighting in northern Syria has sent thousands of civilians across the border in search of safety. The UN Tuesday denied reports Sudanese troops held South African peacekeepers in Darfur hostage, so Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir, attending the African Union summit in Johannesburg, could leave the country without being arrested on charges of crimes against humanity. Farhan Haq is a UN spokesman.
What we've been told is that South Africa currently has 802 members of an infantry battalion deployed in Kutum, Malha, and Melit team sites in North Darfur. We can confirm that the mission's South African troops were not held hostage or under any threat, as was reported in the media.
Mr. Bashir left South Africa Monday unhindered, returning to Sudan after a South African court said he should have been detained and arrested on charges stemming from two indictments handed down by the International Criminal Court in The Hague for his role in atrocities committed in Darfur. As many as 300,000 perished in the conflict. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin says more than 40 new intercontinental ballistic missiles will be added to the country's nuclear arsenal this year. Addressing the opening of the Russian Defense Ministry's Army 2015 International Military Expo near Moscow Tuesday, Mr. Putin said the new missiles will be able to overcome any, even the most technologically advanced anti-missile defense systems. Jens Stoltenberg is the NATO Secretary General.
I think the statements we have heard today from President Putin is confirming the pattern and the behavior of Russia over quite a period of time. And we have seen that Russia is investing more in their defense in general, but in nuclear capabilities in particular.
The Russian leader's comments came amid heightened tensions between Russia and NATO over the conflict in Ukraine. And follow Western reports, the U.S. is planning to permanently station heavy weapons and troops in Eastern Europe and the Baltic states. China and Australia have signed a landmark free trade agreement that follows about a decade of negotiations. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott and Chinese Trade Minister Gao Hucheng attended the signing ceremony Wednesday in Canberra.
What you have collectively done is history-making for both our countries. It will change our countries for the better. It will change our region for the better. It will change our world for the better.
Under the pact, tariffs eventually will be lifted on 95% of Australian exports. That, according to the official Xinhua News Agency, the wide-ranging agreement will also lower restrictions on Chinese investment in Australia, make it easier for Australian banks, insurance companies, and universities to do business in China. European interior ministers failed to reach agreement Tuesday on plans to deal with the growing Mediterranean migrant crisis, the EU trying to come up with an equitable burden-sharing plan in handling thousands of migrants from Africa and the Middle East escaping poverty, war, and persecution. Some 100,000 have entered Europe so far this year, while nearly 1,800 have perished trying to make the dangerous journey in makeshift boats on the Mediterranean. Meanwhile, Italian police along the French border Tuesday dragged away dozens of African migrants who had camped out for days in the town of Ventimiglia, hoping to move deeper into Europe. The International Organization for Migration says the remains of 30 more migrants who died trying to cross the Sahara in Niger have been found. The victims appear to have perished months ago in Turku, northeast of Agadez, a major launching point for migrants for Africans trying to reach the Mediterranean and passage on to Europe. 18 bodies of African migrants were found in Niger Sunday. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.